Ladies and gentlemen, we're back yet again. It's time for another fantastic episode of Sauce Talk. And on the other line, holy fucking shit, it's Dylan Fallon. Dylan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm living the dream. Touchdowns.
Living the dream. How's that?
Oh, you know. The daily grind. Trying to get out of work at 4:30 to get kids to dance or soccer or... my son has now taken up hockey, which is
very exciting for you, I'm sure. Yeah,
I've been pushing that for a couple of years now, and he finally said he wanted to learn how to skate.
Nice.
And immediately he had a full outfit of hockey gear, and he was signed up for hockey lessons.
So, that's awesome.
Yep, had his first skating lesson last night,
and so literally just started yesterday. So probably not doing complicated moves out there yet, but
yeah, I've taken him skating a couple times so he could move on the ice, but it was his first. They've got a really cool program here sponsored by the NHL and the Blue Jackets.
Oh, nice.
Called Learn to Play, where it's just it's 8 weeks of sessions and you get all the equipment and they teach you, obviously the first 8 weeks is learning how to skate, and then they start teaching you how to actually play hockey. So I'm pumped for that.
That's really cool. How would you describe your skating level these days?
So, it has been 25 years since I played hockey.
Sure.
I've gone skating with the kids a few times. So I would say I'm not where I left it, in 1996.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But I can still skate. I can still turn. I can stop. It's not terrible.
And that's probably pretty cool dad move when you get out there on the ice and they're oh, you probably can't do this for shit. And they're watch this. And I'm actually way better at this than you kids.
Yes. I've found that I can, I can still cross over.
There you go.
Not backwards, not skating backwards. I can't cross over anymore, but I don't need to. Yeah. So
if that comes up, you're probably just begging to have a disastrous ACL injury. So just don't even get yourself into that situation.
Absolutely. There will be ACL, Achilles, something will go wrong.
Just no tendons from the waist down. They're all gone. Right. No ligaments, no tendons. You got nothing now.
Yes. I've come pretty close to throwing my back out just skating forwards a couple times. So yeah.
Best to leave it there. Hey, let's ask our most important question we ask on every episode. Dylan, eat anything good lately?
So, no.
No.
And here's why. Because
thank God you got a story.
Yes. So when the pandemic started, I was working out like crazy 5 days a week doing CrossFit. And about 6 months in, I was like, well, the world's going to end. I might as well just eat a bunch of shit.
So, I've been feeling that way since 2004, but okay.
So, the weight slowly crept up. And then in about the last year, I gained about 15 pounds, 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did started this really serious weight loss plan where it's basically one of these 6 meals a day things. 5 of them are shakes or, these protein pancakes or, just really shitty tasting stuff.
Sounds great.
And then dinner, you can have some meat and vegetables.
Okay.
So that's what kept me alive was the dinner. But, so I haven't eaten anything good. I've been eating that shit for 6 weeks.
So 6 weeks now. So you've been doing, you've stuck with it for a little while here.
6 weeks and I'm down 22 pounds right now. So I'm trying to get the hot dad body for the summer pool.
Specifically thinking I want to take my shirt off in front of the kids because I don't know if that's the road you should go down.
I couldn't care less about health. That's really the only motivation is so I don't get hazed. There was one point about 2 months ago where Cam, who's the 7-year-old, put his finger in my belly button and was like, it's going to disappear. And I was like, this needs to change.
That's crazy. I have to remark as well. This is an old timey joke I heard recently, from like the 1850s. If you unscrew your navel, your rear end will fall off. This is a real joke people used to think was funny. Isn't that the dumbest shit you ever heard?
It's pretty dumb. But does that work for an innie also, or just an outie?
Maybe that's a good point. Maybe if you do the other, you suck your ass in.
Right?
This is there's dangerous consequences we're not even considering with this bad joke.
For an innie, are you putting like a drill in your navel? I don't know.
You know, there's somebody out there who's listening to this. First off, that's not true. No one's listening. But were there a large audience, somebody would have heard that drill in navel and been like, oh, I never occurred to me to search for that before.
Right?
This could be some good stuff.
It's the same people that believe that bleach might cure COVID. So yeah. Maybe
it depends on what hole you put it in. Mouth is no good. It's got to go in the belly button.
I mean,
it's the direct path to the stomach. That's where the COVID lives.
If enough people believe it, we might have a good result to the next election.
Unfortunately, everyone in the state of Mississippi is dead because they all drank, in quotation marks.
Oh, no more electoral votes for Alabama. Yeah. Oh, so sad.
Well, I'm sorry you're not eating anything good lately, but it sounds like you like what you're doing, so that's great. Good for you.
Yeah.
It's time for a very serious segment. I'd like you, and you can take a second to think about it, but I'd like you to rank the days of the week in order of quality.
All right.
I have mine written down. I'm curious to see if we'll have the same answer.
So I will say, with my current lifestyle, mm-hmm. I will say Sunday.
Okay.
Because as number one, it's very rare that the kids have sports on Sunday. I work from home on Mondays. So
you don't have like the super serious, like Sunday scaries or whatever. It's a chiller version because no commute. We're going to be okay tomorrow.
There's no commute. I never, you know, people have talked about the Sunday scaries. I don't freak out about work very often. My workload has probably increased about 50% in the last 2 years, but it's all stuff I do every day, so I don't freak out about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice getting up. I mean, I still have to get up early, but I help get the kids out, and then I come back home and Mary goes to work and I'm by myself. So if I don't have any meetings first thing in the morning, I can just lay on the couch and recuperate.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday is probably number one. I would go with Friday number two.
Okay.
Because it's usually one of the chiller days at work. And then I usually, you know, leave. It's not like I'm there till 5 o'clock. Not a lot of kids' sports. And then I can get drunk on the couch and, you know, watching whatever. And not have to worry about waking up early.
Got to check in on that. Is it still a lot of Crystal Light? What are we looking at these days?
You know what? So it's usually I make myself excessively strong dirty martinis.
Oh, hell yeah.
So just a little olive juice and vodka.
Yeah.
And that's
empty bottle of vermouth on the shelf, you look at it.
I don't even put vermouth on there. It's just vodka and olive juice.
Yeah.
You know, about 6 ounces of vodka to a splash of olive juice. So it's not Mary's favorite drink,
mm-hmm.
but you know, I'm not here for the taste. I'm trying to get from point A to point B.
I bet that gets you there pretty quick.
It does.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't drink PBR. Are you still on your crappy beer kick?
I have a small beer fridge thing, mm-hmm. and there's four types of beer in it, and I would say three of them are good, legit beers. And then the fourth beer is there's like a 12-pack of Miller High Life in there.
Okay. So are the three good ones, are they like these, you know, small batch artisan IPA things?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what they are.
Okay. Yeah. Doesn't a beard come with that? I thought that was like...
If I could grow a beard, you know I'd have one. It comes in certain areas and not in others. I shouldn't even bring this up, but I'm sure you remember well, Joe Dirt.
Oh, yeah.
If I just wanted huge sideburns and a big mustache, I could do that. But like here is on my lower cheeks, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I just naturally have trashy facial hair. So the answer is I'm just a clean shaven guy and that's what I'm going to be. It's okay.
Around the beginning of the pandemic, I let the beard grow for about 3 months.
Yeah.
And that's really the only time I ever did. Now, here's the problem. I get the werewolf gray here.
Yeah.
But so I refuse to grow it back out because I still have no grays on my head.
Mm-hmm.
So
no grays at all on the head.
I have no idea how that's worked out.
I get them occasionally, not a ton. But it's also like I have lighter hair than you, so they don't really show up. If you were getting them, you'd know it.
Yeah. I get one white hair that grows in about every 3 months and I pull it.
That one's got to go.
Yeah. But other than that, I have no grays. So until that starts becoming prevalent, I'm not ever growing the beard because that's the only place the grays come out. So I can't do that. But, I mean, what else goes along with the IPA? You know, skinny jeans, obviously.
I don't hit a lot of these markers.
You don't wear pants. You wear shorts all year.
I am wearing camouflage basketball shorts right now. It's true. I love working from home. One other thing. I not to harp entirely on the incredible way you were aging, but I remember during law school, you regularly said like, oh, I know I'm going to start losing my hair soon. And I'll just shave my head and grow a goatee.
Right.
I gotta say, is that
steroids?
Yeah. Hairline moved back half an inch?
The hairline is moving. There's nothing I can do about that.
I think it looks like it's doing pretty well though.
It's not terrible, but it's definitely, you know, if you see pictures of me from college or high school, it's an obvious difference. Mm-hmm. Now, I have been proactively Rogaining since I was about 27.
Oh, really?
So it's still thinned a little bit up top here.
Do you attribute it to that? Do you think that's the secret of your success?
Be.
Wow.
My dad, by the time he was 40, had the island on top
mm-hmm.
and the, you know, the yep. Rob Reiner.
Yeah.
Rob Reiner? Carl Reiner?
Some Reiner. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, where it's an you know, the little island on the top and then the shoreline. and I think I was destined for that. But, yeah, the proactive Rogaine for about the last 18 years, I think has helped stave that off.
They always say that Rogaine and those things are much better at preventing than growing new. Like once it's gone, it might help you a little bit bringing it back, but it's way better. But I also like, if you wanted to sell more of it, that's what you'd say. So I was always kind of skeptical, but it sounds like you might just be the perfect example of it.
The test case. Yeah. So, my cousin's husband said he did that. And I was like, you know what? I know I'm going to go bald. What I might as well try it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's worked out enough so far. So. You know, but now I'm sure if I stopped using it for 3 weeks, everything would just fall out like I had alopecia.
Yeah.
Or something.
Like that's kind of scary because I bet that is exactly how it works. It's just, it's all good as long as you keep doing it.
Yeah.
This stuff expensive?
So
or not to you, you're like a fancy banker guy. So
yeah.
You don't know how much it costs. You have no idea.
I'm no Bubba Whitehair. But, you know, I have one of these subscriptions.
Okay.
With like a mail order place. So I think it costs me like, it's like $150 every 6 months. It's not terrible.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I thought you were going to say a month, and I would have been like, that's a little more than I thought, but I wouldn't have been like, that's crazy different. So it was 150 for 6 months.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Not quite the cost of insulin, but,
that's a good system, right? Like one of these, like sure, you don't want to stop the hair thing because we're concerned about that.
Yes. But
more concerned if we stop the insulin thing. Like,
right.
That's going to be real rough.
Or hard on pills.
Yeah.
Well, let's make those readily available.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, this has been a great discussion of the ranking of the days of the week. I won't make you go through the other days. I think we got a good chunk. I will say this came up because I was talking about this with Gina the other day, and I'm the most basic bitch imaginable. I said Saturday, Sunday, and then Friday to Monday in reverse order, which is just, I mean, especially since I don't have like child activity commitments where I'm taking people to things. I don't have those concerns. I was like, this is probably what everybody would say. And then Gina said, number one day of the week, Thursday.
Interesting.
Because of the anticipation of the weekend. Everything feels possible still, which I find so depressing.
I could see that for Thursday evening, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the perspective of like the eternal optimist, though. Is she like an optimist?
I wouldn't say that. I don't think so.
That's interesting because I would, if I was that excited about the weekend come Thursday evening, my Friday would be an absolute fucking nightmare because I would just be thinking about the fact that it's still not the
How am I going to get through this? These 8 hours separating me from the thing that I think is the greatest thing of all time. Maybe
Who
I will die
up
first.
All these fucking calls. I'm a 4 o'clock call on a Friday.
How dare you?
You're right.
How could that even be allowed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Dylan, I think it's time for you to do something very exciting, which is add a song to our I Like This Better 70s playlist. I'm not going to make you go through all the stuff. We're not going to read off the songs already on it. That's fine. But I understand you have a song. Now, you expressed some concern about whether we would think it worthy of being on the playlist. But again, the whole conceit is if you like it, it's worthy of being on the playlist. So do you have a song?
So I do. It's good. My prediction is that it's going to be out of the normal range of the, you know, the songs that are normally proposed for said playlist.
Okay.
I think we all know I probably have a slightly different taste than many of your listeners.
You know what? That reminds me. I wanted to say I'm sorry that Jimmy Buffett died.
Well, and here
is that. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that yet.
No, that's okay. And you know, the great thing though is that last summer, so I don't know if I probably told you this at some point, but all during high school and at the beginning of college, Jimmy Buffett used to play the Concert Pavilion right about a mile from my house. We used to walk there. We'd just bring backpacks of beer. We'd jump the fence three nights a week.
Amazing.
He'd play three shows, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And so I went to 13 Buffett shows. And he stopped playing that venue in 2002 because they banned alcohol in the parking lot.
He's like, I know my fans. They'll burn that place down if I try to have a show there.
100%. So last summer, he came back for one show. And I flew out to Maryland. And me and my high school buddies went to the show. And it got a little weird, but we had a lot of fun. And I was able to see him in concert one last time before he died.
So and not only awesome. See him, but see him there. I mean, that's amazing.
Yes.
That's really cool.
It was. I didn't have to jump the fence. I actually bought a ticket this time.
Things are a little different now.
Yeah. My one buddy was drunk and trying to fight in the parking lot. So we got in about a half hour late.
Some things don't change, I guess.
Right. So in that vein, my proposal for the playlist would be Havana Daydreamin' by Jimmy Buffett, which always it reminds me of being in Ocean City and stoned on the beach.
Amazing.
You know,
so, does this, this song specifically makes you feel that, makes you think that way, or Jimmy Buffett in general?
Yes,
this is the song for it.
Brings me back to when my dad would take me to Ocean City, and we would have a little boombox with his. Yes, I would be allowed to bring a friend, and we had a little boombox with his box set of tapes. Mm-hmm. And that song would my we. We'd go wandering down the boardwalk looking for girls, and we never found any. It might have been my jean shorts that turned them off. But, you know, we'd find a way to get stoned. And then we'd come back and just sit on the balcony and listen to Buffett. So that song brings me back there.
That's such a wonderful, vivid memory to so directly connect with the song. And it's also especially good because you know who would have appreciated that, I think, is Jimmy Buffett. I think he would have loved that story. He'd be like, hell yeah. Music, not only did you do this listening to my music, but now this song can take you back and make you feel that way again. And it's probably not very easy to feel that kind of feeling these days. You're probably not doing this sort of thing very often.
No, I don't get to do that sort of stuff anymore. Certainly not on a balcony on the beach. not sure, you know, we're a little bit landlocked here.
Yep.
You know, I do have a pond in my backyard.
There you go.
But I feel like Mary would frown upon me being stoned. I have sat at the pond listening to Jimmy Buffett, but, you know.
Tell me a little bit more about this pond.
Well, I can show you.
I'd love to see it.
So our house backs up to, can you see it?
Oh man, that's legit. I agree. It's a pond, but that's not far from a lake.
It's, well, it's not one of the Great Lakes.
It's not one of the Great Lakes.
Our subdivision is called the Lakes of Powell.
Okay. So that's a strong argument in favor of being a lake.
Well, this is the only pond.
Okay. Oh, okay.
The whole subdivision. and there are six houses around it. And we have one of them. So yes, it's nice to not have someone right in your backyard.
Yeah. Of the two, I feel like that is a lot like a quiet pond like that is probably better than even the best neighbor you could have.
It's very, we do lose a lot of balls in the pond. And when it gets really windy here, there will, Mary was yelling at me because, we have a dog, right? Mm-hmm. And, we have a trash can with her poop in it. And the wind blew the bag out of the trash can into the pond.
Oh, no.
In front of our neighbor's house. And she was like, you have to go down there and get it. And I was like, I feel like the lake monster will get it.
Nature has made a choice and it wanted this bag to be in this pond, right. Unfortunately.
It's all ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It's all just going back to, you know, fertilize
It's going to make the pond extra strong this summer.
Yes. But I did pull it out with a rake.
Yeah.
And because I wouldn't have heard the end of it.
Yeah, I think that's probably the right call, but boy, that sucks.
Yeah.
Tell me about your dog.
So she's under the desk right now farting. she is a soft coated Wheaton Terrier. We rescue adopted her when she is six. She was a breeder mom, and had a bad litter and they had to do an emergency C-section. So the breeders were getting rid of her. So we snapped her up and she, is like the perfect dog, like barely ever barks, will hold her pee for 15 hours if needed, even though I don't make her do that much, doesn't shed, just kind of lays around. Right now she's wearing a t-shirt because she had a cyst erupt on her chest. So she's got some stitches in there right now. So she's wearing a 5K race t-shirt right now, looking pretty hot. She's cool, but she farts a lot.
Yeah.
Loudly. She also, so Mary wasn't a big pet person. Never had a pet. And then when we adopted her, For about the first 3 months, Mary did not want her to come upstairs at night. So she always roamed the house, right, her whole life. Mm-hmm. So she wasn't cage trained, so I wasn't going to be able to do that. So we kept her downstairs, and then Mary was out of town for a weekend, and I said, this is fucking ridiculous. You're allowed upstairs. She came upstairs, and then I told Mary, see, everything's fine. She's not trying to go in the kids' rooms and waking them up, which is what she said she was afraid of. And she said, fine, she can stay up here. She slept in her little bed or slept in the bathroom. About 2 months into that, she decided that she was going to start sleeping in the bed. And Mary makes me pick her up and carry her out of the bed twice. And then the third time she jumps in, she sleeps with us. So,
so in some ways, it sounds like she might be training you more than you're training her.
Yeah.
Here's what's up. I sleep in the bed now.
She totally recognizes that all she has to do is get carried out of the bed twice. And she's not a little dog. She weighs 55 pounds.
I have to pick
her up and carry her out. And it's not like she takes up no room in the bed, but, yeah, it's, Mary has come around and she is now a dog person, I think.
That speaks very well to this dog, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Like, what an amazing dog this must be. And also, like, good for the dog. It sounds like she's in a much better situation than she might be. Like, that could have gone any number of ways when the breeder mom, like, that, who knows what's going to happen to that poor dog. And instead, right, she's in a fantastic spot now.
She is. And she was 40 pounds when we got her. And it's not like she wasn't fully grown. She was 6.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's 56 pounds. And I feel like I might be feeding her a little bit too much. But but she's such a good doggy. She gets lots of treats. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Are there dogs in the Rhodes house?
No dogs. We have no pets whatsoever. This is a weird thing about me. I don't think I've ever had what I would consider like a pet that is mine. Like when I was growing up, I never really asked for one. And then like my sister did, and like there'd be eventually dogs and cats around, but it was very clear, like mostly happened after I left. Like my sister got a cat when I was in high school, but it was clearly her cat. And then after I moved out, then they just started getting dogs.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to animals. I don't know what's up. But I just have never done it. I feel scared. I feel like it's too much responsibility.
Yeah, Mary doesn't do anything for this dog unless I'm not home. I take her out every time, and we don't have a fenced yard, so I have to walk her.
Okay.
You
don't just throw her in the pond?
Oh, no. But she also, when we walk by other dogs, she attacks them.
Okay. So, fun bonus.
So I can't let the kids walk her because they won't be able to hold her back. So I get saddled with all of that.
How old is Ava now?
Ava is 12.
12. So she might be getting close, but 12, if you have a dog that is potentially attacking other dogs, 12 is probably not the age for
not
to
yet.
See what happens.
I'm a little nervous about Mary doing it. But Mary's very good about, when you see another dog coming to cross the street.
That's smart. So that's exactly what to do. That's
no confrontation. Idea. But yeah, I don't think Ava's definitely not up for picking up poop either. So
get real popular in the neighborhood real quick. I got the dog that attacks everyone and we don't pick up the poop. You guys like
right,
me?
We're just going to leave it here. I hope it's cool. Yeah. So I feel bad because I have been off of the group chat for a few months now.
Why is that?
So there was remind me what the platform is again.
Signal.
Okay.
We're very security and privacy concerned in the law school dude group chat.
Okay. So I was sporadic at best, as you know.
Mm-hmm. I always enjoyed like your drop-ins, which would always begin with 7,000 messages since the last time I got on, not reading that. And then you would just have some little nugget, like some little story you wanted to tell, and it would be fun. It was always great.
The dog just farted again.
hopefully your mic is picking that up, and I'm just not hearing that. I'll look, if I can find it, I'll try to like really blow that up in the edit.
Good luck. So I had I hadn't checked in a while, and I went to open it, and it said something about, let me see what the message was. It wasn't my usual message of, sorry, you have to update it or you won't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
There was a different message. It was something about my signal pin. I don't know, but I did not have the motivation to resolve it.
Yeah.
And that's, when I texted you and Bill, several vodkas deep
mm-hmm.
at night. Yes.
Yeah. I got the vibe. It was that I saw it the next morning, and then I couldn't really understand what you were getting at about the, I thought it was explicitly the same thing as always with you need to update your signal. And I was like, he'll just figure this out. But clearly yeah. it's not that you have, I know they do have a pin that you've got to have assigned with that. We'll get you back in there one way or another.
I'll put some, I'm obviously not going to go back and read what I'm sure is 15,000 messages.
Honestly. Yeah.
So I'm really just hoping if anything big has happened, you will update me on the side and let me know so I don't step on any landmines.
Yeah.
I am not up to date on the happenings with the folks.
This is a really good opportunity for me to lie to you. And okay. like, I could just tell you, like, just start naming like divorces that have occurred and you would just believe me, but
good.
I won't do that. I don't think there's, I don't, I feel like we've been, boy.
But I really, can you tell me that Lee weighs 300 pounds now and is a hoarder?
Lee's not posting a lot of selfies, and I haven't been to Lee's house ever. So, I mean, he might be a hoarder. I don't know. But I have no evidence to support either of your desired claims.
I don't know why. I still like to picture him living in his in-law's basement.
He might. I mean, who knows? Maybe there's good stuff about living in your in-law's basement. Maybe he's moved back there. Just in, if you moved into your in-law's basement, do you think you'd send out a text letting us know?
I might. They don't have a basement. They have like a 700 square foot house. But
you got to dig the basement. That's how bad this situation is.
They do make awesome food, though. Oh, awesome nice. Vietnamese food.
Yeah. There's always going to be benefits. Think about, you'd be fucking stacking that cash if you just didn't pay, and maybe you sell the house.
Although I'd probably have to pay for extra therapy for the kids.
And here are the things we need to start unlearning right as we are learning them.
Right. No, you don't get dessert every fucking night. Kidding me? Yeah.
Dylan, it's time for our next segment. This is a real off-the-wall one, and it could be a complete dud. I don't know. Maybe you'll say, this doesn't happen to me. I don't know. But what I'd like to discuss is getting the wind knocked out of you.
Yes.
When's the last time you got the wind knocked out of you?
By blunt force, not like CrossFit, where you just can't breathe.
Right, yeah. Yeah, like, okay. Like you get hit.
I would say it had to be, the last time I clearly remember was playing hockey. It was a tryout and I was not very good and I somehow got included in the tryout for like the very good.
Uh-oh.
Probably going to play in college.
That's like, not going to be good for anybody.
It wasn't. And I remember I got checked around the face-off circle. It was like a hip check, and I didn't see it coming, and I was in the air till about the blue line and slammed into the boards. I broke a rib then, and I remember getting the wind knocked out of me. That's the last time I really remember.
How old do you think you were then?
16?
Yeah. Getting the wind knocked out of you is a young man's game.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if that happened today, that I would just die. Perhaps by choice. I would just be like, you know what? I'm going to start shutting down my organs on purpose because it's I can't not get through this. Yeah.
Yes.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about it the other day. It was like when I was a kid, I felt like I got the wind knocked out of me 10 or 15 times. Like it was not that rare an occurrence. And now
the dog is trying to exit the desk. And it's confused. She's like, you're blocking my exit. Hold on.
Oh, you're fine.
There she is.
Aww.
Puppy dog, what are you doing?
That is a pretty pup.
Where are you? Oh, you're not leaving. Okay.
Just needs that corner all to herself, apparently.
Yeah.
But yeah, it hasn't happened. I think the last time I weirdly got hit by a pitch in practice. Like we had a guy who threw real hard, but it was more pitching practice for him than hitting practice for me.
Right.
And I got hit just in exactly the right spot. And everybody was like, did Johnny just like break his fucking sternum or something? He was like, no, it just hit me. And it just like pounded the wind out of me.
Yeah.
But other than that, like I was probably 16 or 17, but most of them were as a younger kid. I wonder if there's something about being a little kid where it's easier to.
Also, it might be. Don't engage in very.
Now, yeah, yeah. That's the sure. I also when you get the wind knocked out of you, what happened? What makes that happen?
I don't know. No idea. Do your lungs collapse for just a moment? I really don't know.
It's like you miss a breath and then your body can't handle it because all the wind got shoved out of you. Like I mean, even when it was happening somewhat regularly, always so frightening. Always just like, what if this is the time and it doesn't come back and I just do this for an hour and then I'm dead.
And I'm going to wake up in the ER if I wake up at all.
Then like, they cut my chest open and my lungs are like in front of me. They're trying to smack me back into action or something. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. And when it happens to my kids, I don't know how I'm going to explain to them that they're not dying. Because it feels like you are.
Yeah.
12-year-old's home. Let's see what she says.
Good luck. Good luck to both of us.
I heard the garage door go up.
We're waiting excitedly. We're going to see what happens. This is fun, especially fun for me because Dylan's facing his computer, obviously, but I can see like other rooms in the house.
Yeah. Oh,
here we go.
She here? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi. It's not a work call. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
This is my law school friend, Johnny. Johnny Touchdowns.
Hello, hello.
Rhodes. We call him Johnny Touchdowns. He did not get touchdowns. I don't know. This is Ava.
Hi.
Hello, Ava. I'm Johnny Touchdowns. We're doing an important podcast where we talk about getting the wind knocked out of you. Have you ever had the wind knocked out of you?
Yeah, I got the wind knocked out of me when I fractured my wrist.
Oh, how'd you fracture your wrist?
Ice skating.
Ice skating. Dangerous.
Oh,
I actually broke my wrist roller skating once. So similar.
Roller skating?
Yeah, in eighth grade. It sucked.
Yes.
I fell down and my shoulder like landed on my wrist and it started swelling up really big. And they're like, yeah, you broke your wrist, dude.
Yeah.
It was like the smartest thing though.
Yeah. And to the phone. Okay. And she's doing dances.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Can I change this?
Yes. I don't even know what this is.
Me neither.
Okay.
We had something in common. We both broke our wrist skating.
There you go. And you know, it's funny. She went to the doctor. We were in Maryland when she did this.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the doctor and they put her in a splint and gave her some anti-inflammatories. And of course I texted my buddy who's an ER doctor and I said, hey, you don't sound very strong. Is she going to be in pain? And he said, she broke her wrist. I said, yeah. He said, was she ice skating? I said, how'd you know that? He said, I see four of those a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Yeah, so Cam has to wear his hockey gloves every time he goes ice skating.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Just get used to it. And also, like, especially at the beginning here, if you're going to do it, like, I was always terrible on any type of skates. And so I was biting it all the time. And then one time I bit it at the wrong angle and it was bad for my wrist.
Yep.
Dylan, it's time for our next segment. I'd love to know, what sauce are you bringing to the table this week?
All right. So I have two. One is not, I don't know, it's called a sauce. I don't know if it's really a sauce.
We do very, very liberal interpretations of what a sauce is here.
Okay, so both of them are associated with hibachi.
Love it.
I'm a big fan of yum yum sauce, but, and it amazes me when I go to a hibachi place that does not offer this, egg yolk sauce.
I don't know if I know what egg yolk sauce is.
It is like some fatty concoction they make out of egg yolk.
Fatty concoction was actually my nickname in high school.
Yeah. And it looks like, and when you get hibachi to go, they'll separate it. So they'll put like the meal and then put like parchment paper and then the egg yolk sauce on top of it. So there's almost like a very thin crust.
Ooh.
But when you start like breaking it up, it's like sauce. It's awesome.
That sounds great.
It's very good. Probably adds another 1,000 calories.
It sounds very rich. I mean, if the main ingredient for which it is named is egg yolk, I mean, that's going to give you a clue that this is, you know what you can also call it? Nutrient dense.
Nutrient dense.
Does that usually mean extremely caloric for its quality, for my volume? Yes. But it's extremely everything.
Yes. What? No, you can't buy anything with my credit card. What is it? Clothes?
No, it's a lip oil.
A lip oil? No.
It's only $24.
No. Talk to mom.
She's not going to let me, though.
Well, shocker. And try, though.
Next up, same question. Can I buy stuff with your credit card?
I mean, I have to change it. She knows all my passwords. This is the problem.
Is that a good system? Is that a good idea?
Yeah. The thing is, I don't like every time she wants to log in to Netflix or Disney or something, I can't.
Have you got the same password on all your things?
It's not the same one, but there are variations and she knows them all.
So your variations are not outsmarting your daughter. Do you think they're outsmarting the hackers?
I don't know. They up.
Yes,
they outsmart the 7-year-old.
That's okay. So at least you got that going. It's not literally free for all for everyone. Like the dog doesn't get on. I'm like, I'm gonna go on Amazon and see what's up. These are some good toys.
I mean, I'm smarter than a first grader, so. That's my bar these days.
It occurs to me, one thing we should have noted, like we have an 11-year-old waltzing into the house here. So the listener could have been confused by that because generally we record these episodes at night. And so it's like, oh, so your daughter just roams the streets on her own. And then whenever she feels like she's been out of the house for 14 straight hours, that's actually not the case. Recording in the afternoon.
Yes, 3:45 in the afternoon. I had to cancel last night, unfortunately, because I had forgotten Cam had his first hockey practice. So I was not, most Monday and Wednesday nights, I have an hour of free time while Ava is at dance class. So I was planning on sitting in the parking lot and participating here. That got pushed off, because of dance, Cam's hockey. But luckily I had a vacation day today. It was a use or lose day. So
there you go.
Yep.
It worked out really well. And we did have some fun interactions where you got to send me memes about the absurdity of me asking if you wanted to do something at 9 o'clock at night. It was very fun. I really enjoyed it, but I thought we should throw that out there to be like, this is a podcast being recorded with the sun out, which which is not a common thing for me. And also, how many podcasts do you go on that with the sun out?
This is my first podcast.
So this is, it's something new for both of us.
Yeah.
Let's do.
Wait, is that a Sauce Talk hat?
Yes, this is a Sauce Talk hat.
I
got over my Sauce Talk hat.
I had to read it this whole time, and it just occurred to me.
Yeah,
what it said. That's pretty top shelf.
Gina got it. Somebody on Etsy or something who makes custom hats. And then last year for, I think, my birthday, she was just got me a Sauce Talk hat. And fun bonus thing, I then looked into it and was like, I could get a bunch more of these made. And I asked the group if anybody wanted one. And a bunch of people said yes. And then I just never got around to doing it. That's nice of me.
I'm surprised that New Era hasn't jumped in yet to purchase that copyright.
You would think. People like these weird, twisted, ironic hats. I haven't ever gotten one, but I was like, wearing an Expos hat around is kind of a cool look to me.
Yeah.
Things that aren't really in existence. Everybody could wear Sauce Talk. Like, what's that? It's a podcast no one listens to. Shut up.
Right.
I think that'd be pretty good.
I think you need to start advertising a little bit, I think. Get some sponsors.
Yeah. Sometimes I do fake ads. And one time I did an ad for Margaret's website, which I believe is still margaretrogers.horse. She got the .horse. She was in there early.
What is that? I don't know.
It's like, you know, like .com. It's a domain. There's .horse, and she got it.
Horse?
H-O-R-S-E. I'm not good at talking.
Horse.
Yeah,
okay. Like
the thing you write around.
Yeah.
So she got the .horse. So if you need to go, if you want to look at her website, I hope it's still up. I assume it's still up, and I assume that's still the address.
Yeah.
This is not sponsored content. This is by my own volition.
I'll check that out. So you have an ad on there, or you did?
No, I did an ad on the show telling people to go to her website.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
She didn't pay me, but in a way, being your friend is paying you, so I was paid in that way.
Is there proportionality, though? Is there an ad for your podcast on her website?
Boy, there fucking should be, shouldn't there?
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, this is actually, let me make a note here.
I mean, Margaret. I feel like there needs to be reciprocity here.
Yeah, reciprocity is exactly the right word. Yeah. Okay, we'll get it. That's something to look forward to in future episodes. The new saga in which I try to force Margaret to put a link to my podcast on her website for no reason.
Yeah. I feel like you have a consideration argument there.
Yeah. I got to get something for this.
Yes.
I just talked about it again. Now I've talked about it at least twice.
Right?
There could be some takedown notices getting sent out real soon.
She's in your head now.
I'm going to fucking DMCA MargaretRogers.horse to get it wiped. Nobody can go there ever again.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Dylan, it's time for one quick last short segment. I think I want to start asking everyone this, but we're going to start with you. I think we're going to start with you. It's possible I've asked other people this before and I don't remember, because I've had this in my notes app for a long time. I have a list of things to talk about on the podcast. Possible I've done it before, but I know I didn't do it with you because you've never been on before. So I want to know, what did you do New Year's Eve 1999. So 1999 going into 2000.
I know exactly where I was. Yep. I can't say out loud what I did.
Fair.
I think you can guess.
Uh-huh.
It delayed my security clearance by a few years. New Year's Eve 1999, I was
senior year in college. Okay.
So that already sets the stage for the kind of stuff that was going on. I was at a friend's house in Victorian Village in Columbus. So it's an old part of Columbus, where it's almost like duplexes, right? But it's a lot of college kids that live there, and everybody in the house had a party. So both sides of the house had a party, and it was madness. I think there's a video of it somewhere. As you likely would guess, it was on a camcorder because there were no such things as camera phones.
So you got to find a machine that can play one of those really small videotapes. So otherwise you can't watch it.
I know it got the video got locked away for a number of years.
That's a good idea. That should be like a safe deposit box or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm told there was damaging film on there.
Who can believe it?
You're right. And then without me there, friends busted it out years later and watched it. And a couple of them claim it was destroyed thereafter.
Hmm.
A couple of them say they don't really believe it was destroyed.
Something was destroyed in front of us, but who knows what it was.
Right. I don't think I did anything really bad that night.
Sure.
I know some friends did, but it was a pretty crazy night. I remember taking a cab back home, grinding teeth most of the night. I saw the sun come up.
Yeah.
It was one of those nights. We were all celebrating because the world didn't end at midnight, right? So
the planes didn't fall out of the sky. That was good news.
They didn't. I don't know. What was it like in seventh grade when?
I think is exactly right. My story is unfortunately really boring.
Okay.
My family and I were driving to Florida for vacation over Christmas break. And, but we always drove down and from Illinois to Florida, it would take like two and a half days.
Right.
And it just turned out that the 31st was one of those days we were driving down. And so I remember being in a hotel room with my sister who was asleep and like watching TV and like, oh, it's 2000 now. Nothing.
That was it.
Absolutely nothing.
But you stayed up.
I did. I mean, well, especially at that time, I stayed up always, and I still tend to. Even like, well, now, I guess I was off the New Year's Eve for several years, but now I'm kind of getting pulled back in and doing stuff that's kind of fun and being out and about for it. But even when I'm not doing anything, I stayed up then. But again, that was literally just like watching whatever was on TV and seeing it. So. Perhaps that's where I want to live vicariously through all these other stories. Of people who actually did something cool.
Right. I don't remember the last time I stayed up for the ball drop at midnight. Yeah. But definitely stayed up that night.
Yeah. Stayed up and then some.
Yeah.
Dylan, it's time for a final segment. Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Yes. So, I don't know if there are a lot of... Can you turn that down? What are you watching?
Dumb people on the internet.
Okay.
So, she's talking about us.
there's a new, it's not, I don't think the show is new, but I just started watching it. I just finished either the first or the second, so I think the first season, called Warrior. Which is, set in, I think it's the late 1800s. And it's Chinatown in San Francisco.
Okay.
And it's your basic, you know, there's a Kung Fu master in Chinatown kind of show. But it's pretty good. It's entertaining enough that I've watched 10 episodes of it.
There you go.
That's pretty good. There's a movie by the same name, and I know there are several movies called Warrior,
mm-hmm.
but there's one starring Tom Hardy and Joel Edgerton that's an MMA movie.
I was going to say, I think I was going to say UFC, but that would have been wrong. But I'm pretty sure there was like a combat sports movie called Warrior.
Yeah.
And this doesn't have anything to do with that.
It's a totally underrated movie.
Oh, but you just like things called Warrior.
Yeah, I guess so.
Steph Curry, those guys in the New York subway in 1980.
When you asked the question, the TV show came to, the Netflix show came to my head, and then I was like, should also mention this movie. But it's a total meathead movie. Nick Nolte's in it. He's the alcoholic dad that beats up on his kids.
I bet he's good at that.
Tom Hardy is like the disgruntled war vet who hates everybody that's not a Marine. And Joel Edgerton is like the high school physics teacher who had a brief stint in the UFC and then enters this MMA tournament, and Tom Hardy and Joel Edgerton are brothers.
Okay.
So it's a entertaining movie if you're a meathead and like that stuff. If you're a Rocky fan, you'd like this.
That sounds pretty good. I mean, on it, like Tom Hardy and Nick Nolte right there, that's all you need. That's going to be a good movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm a big Tom Hardy fan.
Same. So that's a great plug. Get on your TV, type in Warrior, watch whatever comes up, whatever they got for you. You say the show, it sounds like that's a Netflix show. That's where you're watching that?
Yep.
Okay, and then Warrior, you can find that wherever you find that, I'm sure. It's a movie, you got to figure out where to watch it, but I'm sure you can find it on something. And you can just have Warrior Day. Watch all 10 episodes and then watch the movie, and that was your whole day. Now you can go to bed.
That's right. That's right. I think there are other movies called Warrior too, if you're really bored.
I mean, yeah. Start with these, but if you want to be a Warrior completionist, there's more action out there for you. That'd be great.
I mean, Kung Fu Panda is the something Warrior. I can't remember what he's called.
Didn't we just get Kung Fu Panda 4 or something?
Yes. Cam has seen it. I have not.
I was going to ask, have you seen all of these? Are you caught up yet? Or you start with the fourth one? Will I understand it if I haven't seen the first three?
No, you got to see the first one first. Okay. Probably can skip around after that. But
four is when it starts getting really good.
I didn't see four. Cam liked it.
Okay.
He Mary took him and his friends and their moms.
That's
funny. They all went together. So
I like that.
Yeah. Ava and I had a lunch date when they went. We went to Thurman Cafe, which is supposed to be the best burger in Ohio.
Amazing.
Yeah. So it was on Man versus Food. It's good stuff.
I like how everybody, it sounds like everybody, perhaps except Mary, had a really good day that day. Everybody got to go do something they really probably had fun doing. And then, and she, maybe Mary got to talk to the moms or something.
Probably. She probably had a glass or three of wine. There you go. She was there, yeah.
Now you're talking.
Yep.
Well, Dylan, you've been a wonderful guest. I'm so glad to have finally done this. I had a great time.
Likewise. Hopefully I can get access to this app again and, catch up at some point with what everybody's doing. I've probably even forgotten some names at this point. I'm not going to lie.
Michael something. I don't know. What's up, dude? If I find out that you only came on the podcast to get tech support from me on how to get back in the signal group, I'm going to be very upset. But I will work with you. We can get this sorted out. We're going to get it figured out. Send me some screenshots of like what you're getting when you get on there. But great times. Thank you so much. Best wishes in the intervening day.